USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is planning a visit to the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. He's extended an invitation on Twitter to North Korea's Kim Jong-un to join him. He says he expects his DMZ encounter to be brief.
We won't call it a summit, we'll call it a handshake.
He told reporters in a news conference in Osaka that Kim was very receptive to his invitation.
He follows my Twitter.
Earlier, the president also met with Xi Jinping, and they agreed to a ceasefire. At a press conference in Osaka, Japan, the president said the United States will hold off on threatened additional tariffs on Chinese goods.
We won't be adding an additional, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
15 million Midwesterners are under a heat advisory with temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Meteorologist Allison Chinchar.
Your car acts like an oven in these hot days. Sure, the outside temperature is hot, but it has more of an impact on the inside temperature because in just about 10 minutes being in that hot car, when the outside temperature is, say, 90 degrees, the inside temperature jumps to 109. This is important because at 107 degrees, your organs can already start to fail. So again, you're talking 10 minutes here.
Plenty of people turned out for the 16th annual Trans March in San Francisco, California.
It's important for me because I believe that trans people need to be free and be living as who they are. I'm also here in that we have a long, long, long way to go and a lot to fight for.
Many other LGBTQ celebrations are taking place this weekend in the United States and across the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Supreme Court has announced they'll take up the controversial issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. John Clemens reports.
The issue is over the administration's attempt to dismantle the program that impacts almost 700,000 immigrants called Dreamers who entered the U.S. illegally as children or came with families that overstayed their visas. Mr. Trump ended the DACA program in 2017, prompting several protests, including litigation that involved three federal districts and two appeals courts that blocked the attempt to dismantle the program, while one district court ruled in Mr. Trump's favor. The program remains in effect until at least June of next year. I'm John Clemens.
A 2-year-old boy has died from an E. coli infection after visiting a San Diego County fair. Investigators say the E. coli was linked to animal contact at the fair. Three other young children had non-fatal infections linked to contacts with animals at the San Diego County Fair from June 8th to June 15th. Though the source of the bacteria is under investigation, all children had a report of visiting animal areas of the fair. Fair officials have closed all public access to animal areas, including the petting zoo, but the fair will continue through the 4th of July. County health officials say you should always wash your hands anytime you're around any animal before you eat. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.